Hello and welcome to Donorpedia. I'm Teresa Daly, Director of Gift of Life Institute, an international training center for donation professionals offering comprehensive, interdisciplinary resources for skills-based learning, continuing education, consulting services, and collaborative research. In this podcast, Reopening the Donation Conversation, we'll hear from Dr. Cherry Wise, a member of the Gift of Life Institute faculty who has been working in the OPO world since 1997. Previously, Dr. Wise served as the director of a nonprofit organization that provided services to children and their families in times of bereavement or impending loss.
Thank you, Teresa. You may have noticed that we are using the expression reopening the donation conversation rather than reapproach. The word approach implies a yes or no response to a simple question, but we know that the donation conversation is much more complicated than a single question in a single meeting with a family and is affected by many different factors. Some donation specialists have come to dread being asked to reapproach a family, and the term reapproach can also evoke some anxiety in hospitals. Indeed, repeatedly asking families to donate would not be consistent with best practices and could be perceived as pressure. So we are going to use the expression reopening the donation conversation, which we believe more accurately reflects our intention and the way we talk with families. Let's take a moment to think about our task as donation specialists. We all know the ways lives can be saved and transformed through donation, and we always hope that families will say yes. But we also have the responsibility of ensuring that the family makes the decision that will be right for them in the future, an enduring decision based on their beliefs and values and an understanding of the importance of the donation decision. And yet we also know from research about grieving families, as well as our own experiences, that for a period of time after families have been told that their loved one has died, many are overwhelmed with grief and have difficulty understanding what they've been told or formulating their questions. It's clearly not respectful, appropriate, or effective to share information about donation at this time. Nevertheless, the topic of donation may come up during this time of emotional disarray, but we have learned that the response we may hear at this time is often not the final decision, and so it is extremely important to reopen the conversation whenever possible to ensure that this family's final decision will be an enduring one for them, whether it is yes or no. Families in acute grief are usually not capable of measured decision-making while they're still coping with devastating information. Our goal is not just to get an answer, but to share information with family members in a sensitive and timely fashion so that they will make the decision that is right for the donor and their family based on their beliefs and values. And so if the topic of donation has come up prematurely, we recommend reopening the conversation a little later when the family's emotions are more stable and gently and respectfully offering the information a second time. It's important to remember that a decision is only a final decision after the family has received information about donation at a time when they are capable of understanding and asking questions, or when a family has declined to hear the information at a time when they're no longer overwhelmed with grief. And we all know that time will be variable from family to family and from individual to individual within families. Before we close, let's consider our hospital colleagues, who of course deserve reassurance that our protocols are consistent with best practices for family care. Be sure to talk with them about the reasons for reopening the conversation. Maybe a mini presentation or education in the moment, even before you know whether it be relevant for this particular family. Share with your hospital colleagues how you plan to talk with the family, ask for their input, and invite them to be with you when you reopen the conversation.
Thank you, Dr. Wise, and thank you for your interest in this topic and for taking the time to listen to this podcast. At Gift of Life Institute, we recognize that collaboration between hospital staff and donation professionals is essential for best practices in family support, and reopening the donation conversation is a prime example of how we can work together for the benefit of the grieving family.